This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the skies are mostly clear across Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, making for a pleasant day. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze with sunny intervals. As we move into the evening, temperatures will drop slightly, offering a cool and comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that an IDF reservist was killed and 9 others wounded by an explosive in southern Lebanon. This incident occurred amid a truce. Also, from Ynet earlier this hour, Lebanese media reports the death of a commander who rebuilt Hezbollah's Radwan force. The IDF confirms over 150 Hezbollah terrorists were killed in recent strikes. Also this hour, Walla reports that Hezbollah has a plan to provoke Israel into violating the ceasefire. Concerns rise after 2 fighters were killed in southern Lebanon over the weekend. Separately, the Jerusalem Post informs us that Argentinian President Milei has landed in Israel. He is set to meet with Netanyahu and announce a new El Al flight. And finally, JNS notes that Milei arrives amid tensions with Iran. He will become the first foreign leader to light a torch at Israel's Independence Day event. Reaction has been swift on social media. Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan shared just minutes ago that both Iran and the U.S. have the will to continue discussions. Earlier, journalist Noga Tarnopolsky posted that Argentina's President Milei went directly to the Western Wall upon arrival. From X, OSINT613 reports that Syrian authorities have foiled a Hezbollah-linked cell planning rocket launches likely aimed at Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the fatal incident in southern Lebanon. Times of Israel reports that Sergeant First Class Lidor Porat died when an engineering vehicle hit a bomb. The IDF responded with airstrikes. This comes amid a tense truce, raising fears of further escalation. Turning to the death of a Hezbollah commander, Ynet notes this follows the IDF's significant strikes on over 300 targets in Lebanon. This development could influence the fragile ceasefire dynamics as tensions remain high along the border. Meanwhile, Walla highlights Hezbollah's strategy to provoke Israel. The group aims to portray Israel as violating the ceasefire. This tactic risks reigniting hostilities, which could impact regional stability. In diplomatic news, the Jerusalem Post covers President Milei's visit to Israel. His meetings with Israeli leaders aim to strengthen ties, particularly in counterterrorism. This visit marks a significant moment in Israel-Argentina relations. And finally, as reported by JNS, Milei's participation in Israel's Independence Day is symbolic. It underscores Argentina's support amid ongoing regional tensions with Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Meta is planning sweeping layoffs, potentially affecting its 800 employees in Israel. The impact remains uncertain, but it highlights ongoing challenges in the tech sector. Separately, Ynet Business shares that Dynamic Infrastructure has secured a contract in Arkansas. Their AI platform will assess the condition of transportation assets, showcasing Israeli innovation abroad. And finally, Globes reports that Mega Ore has purchased the Alliance Tire site in Hadera for 1 billion shekels. The company plans to build a large data center, underscoring the growing demand for data infrastructure in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.